And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. In 2006, director Gary Huggins shot his 20-minute short called First Date in Kansas City, Kansas. And almost all the actors he met while working in the library were in that film. It was a do-it-yourself project that featured a Kansas City, Kansas police officer and made it all the way to Sundance. Now, the dynamic duo is back in pre-production for a new film titled Kick Me. And joining us now is that duo that's going to kick the ballistics on this film. Santiago Vasquez, actor, police officer in KCK, Renaissance man, martial arts expert, and Gary Huggins, director. Welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, Gary Huggins, when did you begin directing?
When I made First Date. That was the first thing I tried.
And did you just say, you know what? I'm working at the library. I'm living in KCK. You know what would be interesting? A film about First Date.
It was
what was the?
It was kind of like that. There were all these really incredible characters who were coming to the library. Most of all, Santiago, who at the time was undercover when we first met, and I thought he was a thug with really, really exquisite taste. He would come in and ask for Kurosawa films. He had really long hair, a Fu Manchu mustache, and came back. Then he disappeared for a while. He came back later, all cleaned up. Told me he was a cop and that he'd been undercover when we first met, and he had to leave town for a while.
Did you think he was joking?
I made him show me his ID.
So, Santiago Vasquez, you were studying the seedy underbelly of KCK libraries. What was that like, being deep cover at the library?
Well, the thing is this, right? Ever since I was a child, every film that I saw was basically subtitled. I never saw a film that was in English, or most, if I ever saw a film, that was actually a local production in Venezuela, it would be in Spanish. So whenever I went to the library, I saw this amazing collection of international films from all over the world. And I was so fascinated that I wanted to know who this guy was. And back then I was an undercover cop for the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department, long hair. And I insisted, I need to meet this guy. And this guy came out when he first saw me, he probably thought that I was some kind of a hired gun that was going to kill him.
So you had to meet Gary Huggins? And Gary Huggins, you were fascinated in meeting Santiago Vasquez.
Yeah.
And you both had predetermined perceptions
it was
of each
fate.
Other.
Yeah, I was just blown away by this amazing collection in the inner city. You know, this is the inner city. And nobody expects something like that.
And you were the curator,
of that
collection. So how does that all come together a few years later for Kick Me? What is Kick Me about?
So Kick Me is a nightmare action comedy about the violent indignities that befall this mild-mannered high school guidance counselor who reaches out to this troubled kid and then ends up running for his life. Gets embroiled in this weird feuds that involve guns and karate and ends up on this nighttime chase across KCK.
Why not? Why not, Santiago? When he brought you this project, what were your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't want to say this because he's actually sitting right next to me, but I think Gary Huggins is probably one of the most, if not the most creative director that we have in Kansas City. Kansas is probably one of the top two. He's an amazing writer. He also allows me to use my own imagination whenever we do something together. And that was the case in First Date, and I think this is going to be the case with Kick Me.
How did you discover that this mysterious figure, Santiago, was, in fact, an actor? Was it his larger-than-life personality? Was it his multifaceted experience as an undercover cop?
Well, when he told me he'd worked undercover, I figured he probably had the chops because he had to act to stay alive when he was, almost 10 years, he was working undercover.
Well, and that's the best acting class you can take.
100%. You know, it's funny because, believe it or not, I'm actually an introvert. And I think the police department changed my life forever. And I believe for the best. I was 27 years old when I joined the police department. And basically right after the academy, just a few months after I have done some work as a district officer, I went into the undercover position for the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department, and it was an eye-opening for me.
What did you see?
What did I see? I saw a side of the United States of America that I had never seen before. Remember, I grew up in Venezuela, in South America, in a so-called third world country. So the images that I had about the United States of America was what was portrayed by Walt Disney Productions. And occasionally, you know, you saw the left side of Venezuela, the Marxists, the socialists protesting about the U.S. and what the papers would say. But for the most part, it was always this this land of opportunity where the milkman delivered the milk, where the newspaper boy threw the paper at the front door. Then your dog came out, grabbed the paper, took it back to you, and gave you a pipe, and you smoked your tobacco. That's the images that I had of the U.S.
But in the undercover world, there's no milkmen, no dogs, and tobacco isn't in the pipes.
Something else is in the pipe, unfortunately. So I came across this subculture within the culture of the United States of America that was shocking to me. And I think this is where I got my training, because you have to pretend to be someone else, but you have to be realistic. If you pretend that you are someone else and the person does not believe who you are, you can get hurt. So you have to make it believable.
And the same is in acting. It's not pretending to be someone else. It's becoming.
You have to become that person.
Where does martial arts fit into the picture? When did you first start practicing martial arts? What did you practice?
Well, I began training martial arts when I was 11 years old in Venezuela, in my city. My sensei was Julio Cesar Acosta. Shotokan Karate under the Japan Karate Association. That was my first art. And when I came to the U.S., I have progressed into studying different arts, such as Aikido, Aikido Jiu-Jitsu, Jiu-Jitsu. I've done kickboxing, bare knuckle, full contact karate, Kyokushin Tai Karate. I had a chance to go to Japan, train in Japan. So I have become more multiculturalized and diversified, not just as an individual, but also in the martial arts.
So, Gary Huggins, as you're finding out all these things, as a writer, as a creative type, as a steward of the movie collection, the eclectic movie collection there at the library, are you saying to yourself, are you kidding? He knows karate, too.
Yeah.
He's an undercover cop, and he knows karate, too.
He's pretty versatile, and he's also just a really remarkable actor. I've always thought of Santiago as the greatest unknown superstar in the United States, because he's just waiting for the perfect part that shows everything he can do. And so that's why I wrote Kick Me, really. It was sort of a showcase for Santiago and all the different people he can be and all the different talents he can bring to it.
So First Date was a comedy. Why not depart from that and go into a different direction? Why do you continue to choose comedy?
First Date was a pretty dark comedy, this is less dark.
But still dark. You said nightmarish.
Well, it's a different kind of. It's not so creepy as First Date, and it's more of a full tilt, like run across the city kind of comedy. That's not quite as disturbing as First Date, and I don't know. Santiago is so vibrant and alive that he almost seems sometimes like he's just jumped out of a comic book, and so I just feel like that was the kind of movie I needed to put him in.
As Jim Kelly would say in the, you know, Enter the Dragon, you're straight out of a comic book.
100%. 100%.
Big Jim Kelly fan.
100%.
You're a big Jim Kelly fan?
Oh, my God, absolutely. The Black Dragon. He was amazing.
So what makes you think of this film, Kick Me, as a journey? Why does someone randomly run across KCK?
Because I'm such a big fan of Kansas City, KCK, and KCMO. There's so many things I wanted to include in one movie. You might not get another shot to make another one, so I wanted to include every single thing that I thought was incredible about the landscape or the things in the city and the people in the city. So the movie doesn't stay geographically true to the city just because I wanted to cram everything in, but I just wanted to have one shot at putting everything great about this town into a movie.
You know, in Kansas City, Kansas, also KCMO, you know, there are so many negative stereotypes about both cities. And I can tell you this also, as a police officer with the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department, and now working as a school resource officer, I can tell you that 99.9% of the people that are living in the inner city in Kansas City, Kansas, and in KCMO are great people, amazing people, and you know, and we're going to use most of the actors are coming from the inner city, for the love of God. It's just going to be amazing.
And one of the things that is particularly interesting about you, Santiago Vasquez, is that you are still on the force. And
yes.
An actor, but still on the force. Do you ever get ribbed by the guys on the force for being a comedic actor?
Oh, my God. When I made First Date and First Date came out, I don't think anybody wanted to talk to me for the longest times. I played a very volatile ex-con in the film that is also dealing with his sexuality. And, you know, as police officers, we live in a world of machoism, you know. But after a while, they realize that I'm just, you know, kind of like a cartoon character, you know. Totally
animated. Did they ever act out scenes or ask you to be involved or
yes,
can I come down to a shoot or
yes,
something like that?
Absolutely.
What is the motivation, Gary Huggins, behind citizen players, that is to say, casting interesting people or average everyday people as opposed to trained actors?
Well, one thing is that I want to reflect in the cast the diverse population of Kansas City. So many films that get made are made from people's friends because they don't want to reach out to a group of people they don't know. So I feel like there's so many amazing and talented people here that don't really get represented. There's, you know, such a huge African-American population, Latino population, and they never get a voice or a face in films, and that's part of it.
And we should point out, Gary, that they also don't want to pay these actors because it's very expensive to make a film.
It is very expensive, but...
defer that.
We do want to pay everyone, and that's why we're trying to raise the money for the film on Kickstarter. We have a Kickstarter campaign going on to raise the $70,000 it's going to take to make this feature.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. Our directors are locally based director Gary Huggins and Santiago Vasquez, a very fascinating character, actor, police officer, and KCK, martial arts expert, film connoisseur, and buff. He can be found in First Date, a film short that won the duo a trip to Sundance a few years back. You can find First Date online at our website at KCUR.org. And they're currently developing a new project called Kick Me. What's the casting approach, Gary Huggins, to Kick Me?
Well, we had an open casting call for the last 3 weeks. We got about 350 people. Every single one of them was so amazing that we kind of made a promise to everyone that you're going to be in the film. I'm not sure exactly now how we're going to cram them all in, but we couldn't say no. The range of people that came were everyone from a woman who'd been the champion hog caller in Iowa in 1980 to a former gangbanger who had the tattoo of the Last Supper on his back. It was a really incredible array of people. So... the casting approach is pretty catch-all.
And we had an African-American female who was in the movie Blackula.
She had a cameo in Blackula.
In the
Blackula.
Where she did a slow dance with Fred Rerun Barry in Blackula.
So how do you integrate that into the film? How do you mention that?
We'll just find a way. We'll find a way to put her in.
You put in the line saying, you know, I was in Blackula
danced
with Rerun.
It's a pretty great, if we can add a credit like S scene in Blackula, you know, you can't beat that.
Well, you know, and I want to add this. You know, it's funny that I'm going to be playing a school counselor,
That's what you are.
Well, yes, I'm a school resource officer at Bishop Ward High School, which happens to be a Catholic school, and you know, I'm an invited guest at the school, and I'm very lucky because I get the chance to speak to the kids, provide them with advice, and I'm now acquiring all this counseling training that I'm going to be able to utilize in the film. So.
A method acting preparation
absolutely
process, if there ever was one. What is your character's name in Kick Me, Santiago Vasquez?
Well, that's a good question.
It's Santiago Vasquez.
Santiago Vasquez.
Wow. So this is really like heavy.
Heavy duty. Heavy duty.
Heavy duty.
Absolutely.
Heavy duty cinema there. How do you get 350 people, including some guy called Fred the First Aid Fox?
It was a woman called Fred.
Fred.
The First
a
Aid
woman
Fox.
Called
yeah.
Fred
She
the
has
First
a
Fox.
Full suit that she has created, Fred the First Aid. Fred the Friendly First Aid Fox. She was great. I don't know how we got so many people.
Is she going to give us a little spoiler? Is she going to patch up our hero?
You know what? That's a great idea. The minute she said she had a character called Fred the Friendly First Aid Fox, I started racking my brain for a place we can put her in the movie. But the storyline is fairly elastic, and so we're going to find a way to fit everyone in.
The storyline sounds fairly elastic. Where does the florist come in?
Florist. Florist.
A florist
sure,
was part of your casting environment.
We could have a florist, sure.
Absolutely. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
How are you raising money for your project?
Well, there's a website called Kickstarter that is a funding platform for creative projects, and it's become really huge. It's on its way to eventually sort of outpacing the NEA and funding creative projects. But we have put our project up there. Everyone is invited to go to Kickstarter.com, look up Kick Me, and you'll see that there's our project, the amount of money we're trying to raise. We have to raise it by April 2nd. And the way Kickstarter works is you make a pledge. There's a list of incentives. We have all these amazing prizes that, depending on the amount of money you pledge, you can get a video ride-along with Santiago off-duty. You can get
an off-duty ride-along. Yeah, not an official ride-along.
No, you can get a 10-minute Skype lesson in secret kill techniques from Santiago.
Well, this are some of the techniques that I learned from Jimmy Wang Yu when I was in Hong Kong after he retired from making film with the Run Run Shaw Brothers.
Right.
Yeah. Deadly techniques.
The historic Run Run Shaw Brothers.
Absolutely.
Shaw Brothers Studios.
The Shaw Brothers Studios, yes. I personally trained with him.
So how does that Skype session work? I'm looking at you. You're showing me over the internet,
yes,
over a computer,
yes,
how to administer a death blow.
It'll be very simple. I will ask you a question. What particular technique do you want to learn? Do you want to learn a fist technique, elbow strike technique, kick technique, whatever you want to learn? So I will demonstrate to you how to obliterate your enemy into oblivion.
Obliterate your enemy into oblivion.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the prize that you're giving, that jewel.
That's the $300 tier.
Now, you know, because everybody's different physically, mentally, and spiritually. I cannot guarantee to you that my technique is going to be as great as my technique. My technique, I have put it to practice back in the old Shaolin temples when I went to Hong Kong and when I went to Shenzhen, China.
But can you, by any means, guarantee that you can obliterate your enemy into oblivion?
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
You're guaranteeing that.
Yes.
You need $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
So far, you're at five. How do you plan to get to that $70,000 threshold? And why is $70,000 the magic number?
$70,000 was the lowest that we felt that we could make this feature in Kansas City. It's a lot of money, but it's incredibly low for a feature film. What we're trying to do over March is to raise awareness of this campaign, and we have all these really incredible film projects coming up that tap into the 35 and 60 millimeter film archive that I've accumulated. We have on March 24th at Screenland Crossroads, we have an all-day exploitation festival that you get in free. You have to pay to get out.
You have to pay to get out.
You have to pay to get out, and you'll want to get out once you see the appalling 35 and 60 millimeter grindhouse films that we will be assaulting your eyeballs with.
Have you ever thought about funding by fear, saying give money or I will obliterate you into oblivion with a death blow via Skype?
Well, we have Santiago in hand, so there's so many different creative ways to raise money, but that could be one, sure.
Well, let it be known that I'm probably one of the very few actors here in the metro area that is actually employed, and I'm very lucky that I have a great job with great benefits with the police department. So I'm working for free because I love Gary. He has an amazing job, so I am totally – I'm working for free. I'm working for a cup of coffee and maybe lunch at the most.
And global superstardom as well.
Absolutely, 100%.
How are you able, ethically, to still be a police officer and be seen as an actor and have an IMDb profile and be in the public eye?
You know, that is an amazing question. Nobody has ever asked me that question. My belief is that as long as I don't try to do anything that will disgrace the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department, the administration of the police department is okay with that. I try to elevate. I cannot compromise my integrity, not just as a police officer, but also as a human being. I'm a minority. I'm a Hispanic. I'm an immigrant. So therefore, I don't think I will ever do anything that will compromise my reputation as a human being.
So how did the conversation with the public information officer and some of the supervisors at the KCK Police Department go? Did they approve it based on the fact that somebody from Blackula is going to be in the film? did they say Blackula and Fred Rerun Barry, we're good?
Well,
go
actually,
get them. Go
you
get
know,
them.
I have to inform my supervisors of every single project that I'm going to do, obviously. You know, everything that we do is is creative art. Nothing is based on a real character or anybody that I encounter out there. And in this particular case, the film has nothing to do with police work. But the police department or chief, Rick Armstrong, and his staff, they're totally supportive, very supportive.
Do you provide security for the cast and crew on your own shoots?
No, I can't. That's unethical.
On Twitter, at Gardeezy asks, has your director finished picking crew, an experienced camera assistant or a PA or an editor or post guy?
We have our crew pretty much lined up. But if anyone wants to work as like a PA position or they have abilities that we're not aware of, they're welcome to send in their resume and talk to us.
It's Craigslist on the radio today on Central Standard with Santiago Vasquez, an actor and police officer in KCK, and Gary Huggins, a director known for casting eclectic real-life people and integrating them into the storylines of the film. It's fair to say this is a flexible script.
Very flexible.
About somebody who runs through KCK, obliterating people into oblivion, but for a good cause.
Yeah.
As a high school guidance counselor / karate master.
He only wanted to help.
How do you deal with a flexible script? How are you going to integrate 350, shall we say, diverse cast members?
Crowd scenes. Yeah. And also just staying on your toes, just going into an environment and incorporating it into your work and not getting too calcified before you get out there and deal with the people and the lights and the locations.
Speaking of locations, what are some of the locations that you're going to use, and why is it important, so important, to use the KC Metro as a backdrop for this project?
Well, I feel like L.A. has told its stories, New York has told its stories. They have their own myths, and everyone knows those myths, but nobody really knows what Kansas City has to offer. I think we're just an incredible community that if people knew how beautiful and amazing and strange it was, it would have the same profiles. New Orleans or Baltimore, places like that. We're shooting in the whole spectrum of Kansas City, from Lake Quivira to Indian Springs Mall, West Bottoms, downtown KC, the John Brown statue, all over the place.
Do you feel a special responsibility in being the first director ever to direct an on-duty police officer / karate master / library enthusiast?
It's a
Blackula.
It's a grave responsibility, but I'm ready to accept that mantle. Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Let me tell you something about Gary that we haven't mentioned. He also directed a short film in which the whole entire crew, the casting, was African American, and actually ended up also winning South by Southwest, which is one of the most prestigious film festivals in the United States and the world. So you know, Gary is diversified beyond most people.
Were any of those African American cast members also in Blackula?
You never know. I didn't get that credit, but it's quite possible.
Why are you shooting for with Kick Me? What are you shooting for? Are you shooting for cult classic? Are you shooting for another trip to Sundance? Are you shooting for an Oscar glory?
Sure, why not dream all the way? But I'm trying to make something that is entertaining, but also on another level speaks about the two Kansas cities and the gap between the two Kansas cities. But I think it really has some commercial potential. We have a really amazing producer, Kim Sherman, who had two big Sundance hits behind her, and she's on board. And so we're really going for Sundance and also a commercial release.
What are some of the taglines the early taglines that have emerged in marketing? You always got to think marketing, even in the pre-production stage. What are some of the taglines? Beyond the obvious.
The movie that must be made about a man who cannot be stopped.
Wow.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be an amazing.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, I tell you what, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'm going to guarantee you this. I'm going to go beyond what I can do physically and mentally as an actor to guarantee the total success of this film. This movie, the combination of Gary Huggins and I, is going to put Kansas City at a higher level of standards. This is going to be the movie, the It movie.
Is it fair to say, Gary Huggins, that this film will, in fact, obliterate to oblivion all other film standards?
There's no better way to put it. A colossal achievement.
Our guests are Santiago Vasquez, actor, police officer, martial arts, and probably one of the most fascinating people that you will ever meet in life. Gary Huggins, a director. Their new film in pre-production right now, based in the KCK metro area and the KC metro area in general, is called Kick Me. They begin filming tentatively in May.
That's right. And you can find us on Kickstarter at Kickstarter.com. Look for Kick Me.
And you can also find the original film short, First Date, on KCUR.org. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And tune in tomorrow as we look at a void of arts criticism in the metro and how a call for experimental writing about the arts in KC led to a publication in San Francisco devoting an entire issue to Kansas City. Our show is produced by Andreas Lindsay with help from Charlie Upchurch. Up to Date is next with the ethics professor exploring love, marriage, and divorce. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.